Iditarod leaders have hit the halfway point. I'm Steve Heimel. Last year, the race had its youngest winner ever. This year, it might be the oldest, with Sonny Lindner, age 63, keeping up with Lance Mackey, who took the halfway prize in the ghost town of Iditarod.
Support for APRN Iditarod coverage comes from Wells Fargo, proud supporter of the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race and dedicated to helping people reach their goals on and off the trail. Wells Fargo, together we'll go far.
The School of Management at the University of Alaska Southeast is open for business with courses in accounting, information systems, and public administration. Degree programs and courses available online. Learn more at uas.alaska.edu. This message sponsored by University of Alaska Southeast.
So far, the weather for the Iditarod has been relatively warm and calm, but that's about to change. The National Weather Service map of the region is dotted with red and green, indicating both winter storm warnings and watches. While temperatures are expected to remain above zero, it's wind that could challenge even the most experienced mushers, as KUAC's Emily Schwing reports.
As mushers wolf down lasagna at a long table in the Takotna checkpoint, talk of the weather somehow turned into an extreme game of telephone. Reports of forecasted 50-mile-an-hour winds morphed into speculation that temperatures could rise as high as 50 degrees. The communication breakdown had mushers like Aaron Burmeister literally weighing his options.
Which cooler am I going to leave here with?
He was trying to choose between a bulky insulated cooler and a smaller, lighter yellow bucket. He needs water on the trail, but he also wants a little more room in his sled.
The thing I feel like I need to be carrying in my sled instead of wearing it is my parka and heavy snow pants. And right now it's so warm, it's going to be raining. I'm probably going to be wearing a raincoat and a pair of lightweight pants.
But the National Weather Service isn't forecasting rain or temperatures much higher than 30 degrees. There is, however, a storm blowing in. With it could come high winds ranging from 10 to 35 miles an hour or more, and a steady snowfall. Burmeister says that's a forecast his dog team can handle.
They live and train in wind every day, so that's just another day for us. That won't be a big deal with the wind. As long as the trail markers have marked a decent trail for us, which Iditarod always does, the wind won't be an issue.
It has rained on the Iditarod Trail before, but it's something Brent Sass doesn't train for in interior Alaska.
Yeah, I don't even know what to tell you. Rain is not a good thing at all.
Sass made a last-minute run before the race to pick up some disposable plastic ponchos to throw over his head in the event falling snow does turn to rain. He says he's trying to stay positive about the forecast. Warm temperatures have slowed his team of large, fluffy, thick-coated dogs.
You know, we're calling 18 degrees cold. 18 degrees, that's warmer than I pretty much traveled all season long with my dogs out up north. So, you know, like I said, I can't change the weather.
If forecasted high winds do materialize, Sass says he'll be ready.
Yeah, windy is good. Windy's fine. You know, we up in Eureka where I train, it's windy all the time. Maybe it'll slow some teams down. And, you know, it could slow me down out there too, but I think it'll help us more than hurt us.
Teams resting for 24 hours in Takotna were blanketed with a fresh layer of snow. Most of the dogs spent the day in their coats, curled into tight little balls, except for one. Allie Zirkle's fluffy white team dog Puppet spent most of her afternoon sitting up, dozing as fat snowflakes hit her nose.
She's obviously not as tired as she should be if she's sleeping sitting up. Puppet! Could you lay down? Oh my goodness. Maybe she likes the snow. She's like, oh my gosh, it is going to be winter. Holy cow, I thought it was always summer on this race.
Zirkle says she's dealing with the weather, and regardless of how it changes, it's not likely to shake up her race.
Kind of irrelevant. It's a race. I'll keep going, and my plans and everything always change. You do what you have to do to try to get down the trail and get down the trail as fast as you can. So,
veteran Jerry Willemitzer of Whitehorse says the weather is what it is.
All these races are really made by the weather. It could rain tomorrow, you know, it could be 40 below tomorrow, you know, it does whatever it wants with us, so.
Willemitzer has finished the race four times. He says a good musher simply learns to prepare for anything. While temperatures aren't going to rise to 50 above, and rain is little more than a rumor, what happens up ahead is sure to include at least a little drama. On the Iditarod Trail in Takotna, I'm Emily Schwenk.
Among those who will pass Lance Mackey, Sonny Lindner, and Jeff King as they finish their 24s are Martin Boozer, Aaron Burmeister, Mitch Seavey, Allie Zirkle, and Jake Berkowitz as the race heads for Shagalak and then the Yukon River.
Follow the coverage of this year's Iditarod at alaskapublic.org and on Twitter at APRN.
This is APRN.